Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Nurses and other healthcare workers are crying for help. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. We are receiving pleas, cries from people in the healthcare industry, nurses, doctors, healthcare workers, that literally for the last 18 months have gone to the very front lines, put their lives and their families at risk to save people. They have not received any of the COVID shots. And in fact, now they're being told, instead of being heroes as they should be and are, that if they don't get these shots, they will be terminated. And these people are calling us in significant distress. A doctor friend of mine and his wife, we've been communicating. And the wife just recently said she's never seen her husband so low in their marriage, because he's now being mandated to get this shot, and he doesn't want to. Not only have they treated people who have COVID, Holly, without these shots, they've gone to the front line for 18 months, they're heroes, but they've also treated people who have had adverse injuries from the shots as a result of the shots, and even deaths as a result of the shots. So they've seen what these shots do, they've seen what the shots don't do in terms of effectiveness. And now they're being told, inject this into your body or your history, you're gone. And it's not just the healthcare workers, it's so many others. And it is so much of a burden to me. I mean, I can't get away from this, whether it's on the weekends or during the day, certainly, or on at night. I'm constantly in communication with so many people on so many different platforms, and that goes true for all of the people that are working here on the front lines at Liberty Counsel.
Yeah, it is very consuming, and it is very heartbreaking just to watch some of the videos of these people that have taken the shot and are now having these jerking reactions, paralysis, and all these terrible effects. And can you imagine being a nurse or a doctor and having to treat these people and see what's happening to them and then think, no, I can't be forced to put that into my body?
I have a slide that I have taken, and we have posted it on lc.org/vaccine under adverse reactions, and it is from the FDA. FDA had a presentation of different panelists in October of 2020. This particular slide is of this particular presenter, Stephen, and he is, the title of it says, FDA Safety Surveillance of COVID-19 Vaccines Draft, Working List of Possible Adverse Event Outcomes Subject to Change.
When was that shown?
October 2020. Mm. Let me read you this.
Okay.
This is what the FDA knew in October 2020. And this came from even the early clinical trials, even though they were very short and truncated. And now the adverse reactions that we see verify that. And you can see this slide. You can see the whole PowerPoint. We have it on our website. And here it is. Guillain-Barré syndrome, acute disseminated encephalomyelitis, transverse myelitis, encephalitis, myelitis, encephalomyelitis. And then it goes on many, many more on that same sentence, convulsion, seizures, strokes, narcolepsy, catalepsy, anaphylaxis, acute myocardial infarction, myocarditis, pericarditis, autoimmune disease, deaths, pregnancy and birth outcomes, other acute demyelinating diseases, non-anaphylactic allergic reactions, thrombocytopenia, disseminated intravascular coagulation, venous thromboembolism, arthritis and arthralgia / joint pain, Kawasaki disease, multisymptom inflammatory syndrome of children, and listen to this last one, vaccine-enhanced disease. What is vaccine-enhanced disease? That means you get a shot. In this case, they're referring it to a vaccine. It's the COVID drugs. You get that COVID drug. And what does it do? It hurts your immune system so that it makes you more susceptible to other variants down the line so that the variants become more contagious and more deadly. more contagious and more deadly, that the shots actually make you more susceptible to these infections and your immune system cannot fight them off. So it becomes more contagious, i.e. what we're seeing right now with the Delta variant, and it becomes more deadly. And that was known by the FDA in October of 2020. This was an FDA presentation. This was already known by them. And then they went ahead and authorized emergency use anyway. Then they have the audacity to say this is safe and effective. Mm-hmm. It's not safe and it's not effective.
It's an experimental genetic agent. We know that for sure. And it takes 10 to 15 years to properly test any vaccine. And we know that these shots already failed, the tests already failed on animals. So now these people are becoming human lab rats, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, we have over half a million, 500 plus thousand, it's pushing to be 600,000 pretty soon, that have adverse reactions. We have tens and tens of thousands of hospitalizations. We're pushing at the 12,500 to 13,000 deaths that are reported in the CDC VAERS. And VAERS say in CDC in a Harvard study that that reflects only historically 1% of actual. We have, for example, in this one hospital where we represent employees and we have inside information with regard to this hospital from people who have contacted us for help. It's a hospital that employs 23,000 people. Over 80% of the staff do not want the shots, have not had the shots. The vast majority of those are African American and Hispanic. The African American community has a history, as we all know, of suffering adverse reactions from prior vaccines. We see, for example, the Tuskegee experiment, where they were enrolled in experiments. They are still suffering from that. Mm-hmm. We've seen vaccine and other drug rollouts have a very negative effect on the African American community, as well as the Hispanic community. We also have seen some of these countries, including the United States, where it's not effective. You have 72%+ people in Massachusetts. And in fact, they have all had the shot, and yet they've got the COVID variant. We see those kind of numbers, whether it's in Iceland. Look at this. CDC just sent out a travel advisory not to travel to these certain countries, Iceland, Israel. They named several other particular nations as well. Don't travel there, they say. You know what? Those nations that they say don't travel to because of the Delta outbreak, they have the highest vaccination rate on the planet. Iceland, very high. Gibraltar, they say 100% of their adults have been receiving the shots, all the shots. You look at the same thing with regards to Israel, the UK. 80-some percent of the people in the UK that have been vaccinated, you're seeing now this massive Delta outbreak. You're seeing the same thing in Israel. That's why they're now pushing for the second round of the, actually a third so-called booster shot in Israel. So these are nations that have the highest rate on the planet of people who actually have the shots, and those people are getting the Delta variant. The CDC now says don't travel to those nations. But they don't say, look, you know what? It's interesting that those nations have the highest so-called vaccine rates for COVID shots, and yet you have this explosion of the Delta variant in those nations. And some people say, well, but you know, they're not getting it as bad. No, the CDC in October actually said this, they actually admitted that one of the adverse reactions was vaccine-enhanced disease, that you're more susceptible. They knew that in October 2020. And then they put out this idea that it's safe and effective. It's neither safe nor effective, no matter where you are, however, on the shot. Doesn't matter whether you've had it, whether you support it, whatever your position is. Nobody should be forced. And look, we should not treat these healthcare workers who are heroes like they are common trash and just throw them out after they've given their lives and they put their lives on the line and we just kick them to the side of the curb. We represent other healthcare workers at a hospital that employs 14,000 people. 66% of those people have not received the shot. That includes medical doctors. I know many, many medical doctors. They've done their own research. They said there's no way they're going to put this in their body. And yet they're being told, your whole profession is coming to an end. Your profession is coming to an end. We're not thanking them. We're not standing with them. I can tell you what, Liberty Counsel will stand with them. If you know somebody who's being forced or coerced, go to lc.org and click on the legal help tab. lc.org, legal help. You can also go to lc.org/vaccine for more information.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved.